Thank you, worship team. Did you see his, you see Cody's light up drumsticks? Okay. Well, before I jump in to the service message part, I want to invite someone special up. Sandra, if you want to come on up. Sandra Crabtree wanted to share something with the congregation.
Well, hello, everyone.
I think so.
Okay. I just wanted to say thank you to this church body.
It's all right.
Because you helped me through a very dark time. And I don't think I'd have made it without you. And I just want you to know how special each and every one of you are to me, and how much I appreciate the help you gave me and continue to give me. And I just want to praise God for that, and I just wanted everybody to know, and I haven't done it before now because I couldn't. I can barely do it now. But in losing my husband, I lost part of me.
Sure.
And you've all helped fill that void in a way that only God could help. And I just want to say thank you and praise you.
Well, I think I would speak for all of us, Sandra. If you need something, don't hesitate to ask somebody. Okay? Appreciate you, those of you who are willing to help in those times. Appreciate you so much. Hey, I'm excited. I was telling Ellie a little bit before service, I love Celebration Sunday and Vision Sunday. These are two of my favorite Sundays of the year. I think one of my, I don't know if they're at the very, very top. They're close. I certainly love our candlelight service. Easter's always a blast to talk. But really, we talk about this whole message all the time, that Jesus saved. He died and he was raised from the dead. Amen. And this is the stuff that we love to talk about. We have some, I'm going to share a scripture with you. Today, in case you're new with us, what we do on Celebration Sunday is we look back at the previous year. And then next Sunday, our Vision Sunday, we're going to look at where I believe God is directing us and taking us in this next year, okay, in the weeks and months ahead. And it's super exciting for me. I enjoy looking back and seeing what God did, because sometimes our brains, we forget things. And it's good. It builds our faith, you know? So I want to share with you that scripture, Psalm chapter 9, verse 1. And some of us did this morning. Some of you held back. I'm not going to point you out. Don't worry. Some of you held back. Some of you did not. And I rejoice with you. But look at what the psalmist writes. I will praise you. Didn't we already say that this morning when we sang? I will praise you, Lord, with some of my heart. Oh, that's not what it says? Some of you are quick. Woo, hot dog. I will praise you, Lord, with all of my heart. Can I just be frank with you, church? That isn't, thank you, Jesus. Tell me I'm lying. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of the wonderful, marvelous things that you have done. Listen, if you're a soft-spoken person, I'm not trying to make fun of you in any way. But sometimes, that song we sang, I told my wife, she was trying to figure out what song she was going to do a few days back, and I heard her playing that one. I said, that's the one. That's the one. She said, I wasn't feeling like it was. I said, I think it was. something in me has to. Does that grab you like it does me? Something in me has to praise God. And that's really what this song was about. Jesus told the, when he was, and we'll talk about it in a month or so, about the triumphal entry when Jesus came in. The Pharisee, the people were all praising Jesus, and they should have been, but the Pharisees got all offended and said, "You need to tell these folks to stop." And Jesus said, "I ain't going to do that, because if they don't, the rocks will do it." In other words, I'm God, and I deserve praise. Some of you gave him praise. So again, I will praise you, Lord, with all of my heart. Right? So, when you ever feel like that's creeping in and be like, "Well, I don't want anybody to think I'm one of those radical, crazy people," remember this verse. Who cares? I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. And so we're going to look at that. Before we jump into some of those things that God did last year, we've got a slideshow that we're going to show you. So I'm going to sit back down for a moment. Is that first one you?
Thank you.
That was some pictures of you all. And it gives us kind of a glimpse of some of the things that happened last year. I want to share with you out of Psalm 150. We're going to look at verse 1 and 2, and then I'm going to skip down to verse 6. Praise the Lord. There it is again. You noticing a theme today, maybe? Praise God in His sanctuary. We did that. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. Verse 2, praise Him for His mighty works. And we're getting ready to look at some of those. Praise His unequaled greatness. You realize nothing and no one compares to God. He's unequaled, isn't He? He's awesome. He has no rival, nor does He have an equal. And then slide down to verse 6, Psalm 150, verse 6. I like this. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Everything that has breath. Raise your hand if you're breathing today. Guess what your responsibility is? To praise Him. That's right. Y'all are quick today, man. Those donuts are good for you, I guess. Hey, this next slide, this is our first, I guess I'll call it a category for lack of a better term. Some things that go on in the church family, you can't pinpoint. Okay, but some of them, and those are the ones that I'm going to mention today. This one here, this first one. Last year in 2021, there were 18 people who were born again. So we rejoice. Yes. What does that mean? That means 18 people began a relationship with Jesus. They repented of their sins and they turned to Christ. Amen? And that's what it's all about. I believe that's why the church exists. That's why the Holy Spirit calls us. That's why the Holy Spirit delivers us. That's why the Holy Spirit saves us. That's why He then empowers us to reach other people. So we can continue to see other people grow and be born again and know Christ. Amen? We rejoice in that. Well, before I go there, Luke chapter 15, it's not going to be on the screen. Jesus told this little parable. He said, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that is lost until he finds it? Yes, he will. Jesus is that great shepherd. He's searching, isn't he? But do we as the church, do we care at all? And I think this church does, and that's evident, isn't it? But in verse 7 of Luke 15, it says, in the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. In other words, it's a big deal when people repent and respond to the gospel, right? That's a big deal, something to shout over. Psalm 71, verse 23, I will shout for joy. We've already done some of that, and there's still more to be done, okay? It's okay to be loud. I will shout for joy and sing your praises, for you have ransomed me. Praise God. I'll shout for joy and sing your praises. God's ransomed us. He's great. He's wonderful, isn't He? He's worthy. He's worthy. Imagine with me for a moment if the Lord Jesus walked in the room. What if He walked down that aisle? What would your response be? Would it be like, oh, just somebody else? Or would you be like, dear Lord, would you bow? Would you worship? I guess it's kind of hard to really know what we do. But I think He's here. Here's what I want you to do. Every time you come on Sundays, even if you're going through it, because you're going from time to time, all of us do, I want you to come with an expectant heart and say, God, I can't wait to go and worship with my friends. I can't wait because you're going to meet me there. I trust you to do that. Not that this is the only place that God can do anything, but it's the only place where we gather together to worship Him. If you can worship God at home, and I'd encourage you to do that, but you're not, you don't have everybody else with you. And there's something about that. We encourage each other. We spur each other on to praise him, to worship him, and to seek him and to serve him. Okay? And that's one of the benefits of belonging to a church family. This next slide. Last year, 22 people were baptized in water, and we saw some pictures of some of them earlier. And so we just rejoice. People made a decision to trust the Lord and to obey what he said. Jesus says that we ought to be baptized. Matter of fact, Jesus himself was baptized. And when he went up to John the Baptist to have him baptize him, John said, I should be baptized by you. So we get to learn from Jesus' example. We want to follow him in that. Mark chapter 1, verse 4. Again, this one's not on the screen. This messenger was John the Baptist. He was in the wilderness and preached that people should be baptized to show that they had repented of their sins and turned to God to be forgiven. That's all that water baptism is. It's a symbol. It says, hey, I've made a decision to follow Jesus. I've repented of my sins and I've turned to him. That's what it symbolizes. And I think it's beautiful. A lot of times we do it right here. We do like to do it in the lake there as well. It's been a lot of fun. Praise God. I rejoice with you. Raise your hand if you were baptized in water here last year. Yeah, a couple. All right. Praise the Lord. First Chronicles 16:25. Great is the Lord. Again, there's just not a... You see that exclamation point? Try saying it real nonchalant. Great is the Lord. It's not right, is it? Yeah, great is the Lord. Yeah, okay. No, there's an exclamation point there, right? It means you got to use some of this from your belly, right? Raise your hand if you can use it from your belly. Okay. Then say, great is the Lord with me. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Woo, yeah, come on. Man, we need to do donuts again next Sunday, evidently. On the next screen, this is something that we can measure. We cannot measure everything that goes on in the kingdom of God and in this thing we call church life and this church family. But last year, we saw 7 people filled with the Holy Spirit. We rejoice. And That is, they were filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And I believe, Pastor Brandon, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe every one of those were filled at youth camp. Okay, so we rejoiced. Well, I know 2 of them were mine, so I just praise God. I rejoice. The Holy Spirit is so needed in our everyday life. He really is. He really, really is. Open your heart to the Holy Spirit. If you haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit, I encourage you to open your heart to him. Search the scriptures. If you have questions, that's perfectly fine. It's perfectly normal. Ask me, text me. I'd love to help. I'd love to talk with you about some of it. Or if you're trying to decide whether you want to follow Jesus or not and repent and be saved, I would love to help answer some of those questions, and I know we have some other people in the church that would love to help you with that as well. Search the scriptures out. That's the base. That's where we find how to live and how to we discover in the Word of God the way we ought to be and the way that we ought to live. Okay? So I just rejoice. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 32. Let the sea and everything in it. Can we use lake right there? Is it okay if we just kind of insert lake instead of sea? Not that, anyway, you get it. Let the sea, let the lake and everything in it shout his praise. Have you ever heard a fish praise God? I have not, but I kind of suspect that they probably do. Everything praises God. It's creator. Okay? Let the lake and everything in it shout his praises. Again, it's not a yay. It's a shout. I hope you're getting the picture this morning. Look at this next line. It says, let the fields and their crops burst out with joy. Name some crops. Wheat, corn, yeah. What else? Soy. Did I hear soybean? Yeah, okay. I guess they praise God. Why shouldn't we? The ones who can have a relationship with him. That's exciting stuff, ladies and gentlemen. That is exciting. Okay, on this next slide, we got to have a couple of community events. One of them was certainly was a community-wide event, the community Easter egg hunt out at the ball fields. Mike mentioned that as in announcements earlier. That's coming up, so want to encourage you to plan to if you got kids, you can take them. We're really going to need a lot of help again this year. So if you can help us, we'd love it if you could help us. Our VBS, that I believe last year, I think we had a total of 97 kiddos at VBS. Yeah. Yeah, praise God. I know that some of those kids began a relationship with Jesus at our VBS. What a blast. And then our Following Jesus party, that is a Halloween alternative, where we wanted to, you might have seen on there, I don't think you could see in that picture, you didn't see Lindsay's face, but she was sharing the pumpkin gospel. Really, it's just a way to share Jesus using a pumpkin. I know that is our goal, our purpose is to let the community know that we are here and that we love Jesus and that we are giving and kind and gracious. Amen? I love doing that kind of stuff. I think that God's church should be involved in reaching out and reaching out to people who are lost. And I think we had some people who walked through our place that did not know Jesus. And, pray that God would use us and enable us to help them begin a relationship with him. And so this next, I'm going to sit down a moment. Again, we've got Pastor Brandy put up together a youth video. So go ahead with that.
Thank you. you know, the food pantry and the youth ministry through that has been really helpful for the community, and it's been really great. So, Grace, tell us a little bit about what you've witnessed in the youth and what's been enticing for you to ask other people to come to church.
I love church because Brenda makes it so fun, and I can always talk to her if I need to, and I always need to hang out with my friends.
That's awesome. So thanks so much for letting us be a part of the youth team, and we can't wait to see what God has planned for this following year.
Do you guys want to add anything? Pastor Brandy? David?
It's been a wonderful year. There's so much stuff that we couldn't fit it all in a video, but I just want to thank our youth team.
You bet.
We have a wonderful
youth. Amen.
And we want to give them praise, and of course, glory and honor always goes to our Heavenly Father.
You bet. You bet. Okay. Praise the Lord. Well, that is... it's fun to go back through, kind of take the whole year on is in picture like that, isn't it? Well, another measurable thing. Last year we had 80 visitors, and 25 of them are still here. So we rejoice. We rejoice in having you with us. Again, it's wonderful to worship God with you and to grow in Him. Psalm 68, verse 19. Guess what it says? Yeah. Again, donuts, man, they're good for you. Praise the Lord. Praise God, our Savior. See those exclamation points? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise God, our Savior. For each day, He carries us in His arms. Some days you need to be carried, don't you? Yeah. We all have those days, every single one of us, where we don't want to pray, we don't want to read our Bible, you may not even want to go to church. Jesus wants to carry you in those days because He loves you. That's what the shepherd does. Okay? It's okay. It's okay if you're weak. Just lean on Him for strength, right? Lean on Him for that strength. Last year, we began a senior adult ministry called SWAT, for those who are 55 years or older. And so that was something that we got to start. I think that started probably September-ish. And then I'm going to mention Deuteronomy chapter 10. He alone is your God, the only one who is worthy of praise. He's the only one worthy of praise. The one who has done these mighty miracles that you have seen with your own eyes. God's the one who did all this. God, the Holy Spirit is the reason we saw 18 people give their hearts to Christ. The reason we saw 22 people excited about getting baptized in water. The reason that there were 7 people baptized in the Holy Spirit is because God is the one who does these things. God is marvelous, and He works behind the scene. I love this fact about God. He works behind the scenes. I believe that He's working in your life. You may not be able to see it, but He's there. And sometimes, unfortunately, we try to say, God, shut up, just go away. He's not going away. He's God, and He doesn't have to. Does He? But I want to encourage you to begin to cooperate with Him. And say, God, help me to grow in You. Help me to grow in who I'm supposed to be. Because really, ladies and gentlemen, He's the one that we're running after. He's the one that we want to know. Isn't He? See, I believe that He's what makes heaven heaven. It's not about anything else. It's about being with Him for eternity. Eternity's a long time. God's good. I have one last scripture before we switch gears and move to communion. And I'm gonna invite you to practice this one, okay? Even in a moment. Psalm 47, verse 1. Come, everyone. Not come some of you. Come, everyone. Clap your hands. Shout to God with joyful praise. Can you help me do that this morning? Clap your hands. Shout to God. Yes. Yes. Because he's worthy, right? He's worthy. And he's powerful enough. You believe it? Do you believe that he can see you through anything that you might face? Because he is. Look at everything that you see. He created it all. He created it all. There's not anything he can't do. Praise God. I'm going to ask you to bow your hearts before we move to communion. If you are here this morning and you wanted to get excited, but you didn't really know what it was all about, because you haven't had a relationship with Jesus. If that's you, but today you're saying, but I want to begin that relationship with Jesus. Pastor, I'm ready. If that's you, you're ready to surrender your life to Jesus, just slip up your hand so I can see it. If you're at home, all you have to do is call upon him. All you need to do is say, Jesus, here I am. I'm in need of you. Is there anyone? Pastor, I'm ready. I want to repent of my sins and turn to God. Okay. I'm going to invite the ushers if they'll come. Those who are helping with communion. Johnny knows who they are. If you guys would help, come on up and give, get ready to give me a hand. I think worship team.